Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Rom Reddy, the CEO with Sprint Turf. Rom, how you doing?
Hey, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. I know I've got you at your headquarters in South Carolina. I want to talk about Sprint Turf. Before we get into that, a little background on you. You're not a stranger to the whole carpet tufted fabric business. You've got a start early on in your career with Exxon Chemical and got an MBA from Wharton, University of Pennsylvania. And you've been in many businesses related to carpet and now ended up with synthetic turf. You've been in the backing business. You've been in the geotextile business. How long have you been with Sprint Turf?
So, Kemp, my wife says I'm a serial entrepreneur. Yeah, we bought the Exxon backing business, primary carpet backing business, in 1990, and we grew the business. Shaw, Mohawk, a lot of these guys were our customers. And then I owned Nexcel Synthetics after that,
right,
and also supplied the carpet business with product. And then we bought Sprint Turf in 2010.
All right, 2010.
So 8 years. We did 22 stadiums, I think, in 2009, and this year we'll do about 225 to 230.
So as you look at the synthetic turf business, I think that's what the industry calls it. I think there's two major markets. There's the athletic side and there's the landscaping side. But before we get into even those sectors, I know Tarkett has a company called FieldTurf, and I think they're the market leader. Tell us kind of where Sprint Turf falls into there.
The market's sort of segmented, Kemp, following the carpet model. You know, and the top three companies probably are 70% of the market.
Okay.
Field Turf, AstroTurf, and Sprint Turf probably make up over two-thirds of the market. Then we have Shaw Industries that has a small division called Shaw Sports Surfaces. They do a few fields. And then you got a couple of regional players, and that's it. You know, it's been consolidating more and more over the last 5 years.
Okay, and do you play in both the landscaping and the sports business?
Yes, we do. Sprint Turf is the sports business, and we have a separate company called ProGreen that exclusively supports the residential and commercial landscape business.
I know there's even been some golf courses that have been built with this. I mean, that's even a sector of the business as well.
Yeah, it is. You know, a lot more in putting greens. The golf, if you're a golfer, Kemp, you know the ball roll is really important. When you hit a tee shot, you don't want the ball to roll too much or too little, and it gets very difficult to engineer a turf to not make the bad golfer look good or the good golfer look bad.
All right. Well, prior to this interview, I looked at your website, and one of your USPs, one of your claims to fame, is that you're the first fully integrated. So tell us what that means.
So about two-thirds of the cost of fiber and the investment to make a turf is actually the green stuff you see on top, the fibers themselves.
Right.
And Sprint Turf is the only company in North America that actually makes 100% of those fibers in-house and in America. No one does that. You know, just keeping on that theme, we're also the only privately owned company in North America in this space. And we also do not have any operations outside the United States. We don't sell outside the U.S. We don't have employees outside the U.S. So we are 100% invested in America, and again, I think we're unique in that respect.
Well, not to sound like a Lynn head, but I know that this product, the little green stuff, is made of polyethylene as opposed to carpet, which is
nylon or polypropylene.
Polyethylene is the product, and I think Royal Tenkata used to be a big supplier of that, and then they were making that over in Belgium and supplying that to Field Turf. You make it for yourself.
Yeah, they had a lot of litigation with their products, so Field Turf now makes their product in Germany and in a joint venture and imports it, but we make it all in-house.
So you have operations in several places in this country, right?
Yes, we do. We have really one of the best plants in the world making our fibers in Dadeville, Alabama, and then we have our tufting coating facility in Chatswood, Georgia, 10 miles from Dalton, and we have sales offices all through the country in the Northwest, on the West Coast, in the Midwest, in the Southeast. And, of course, our headquarters is here in South Carolina.
And as you look at your total business, how much of it is on the athletic side and how much of it is on the landscape side?
You know, Kemp, it's frustrating to me because, unfortunately, the athletic side dominates our business. You know, we're about 85% athletic and about 15% non-athletic. And I've always felt that the correct ratio for us should be 65-35, but the sports business has just been growing so fast that it's consumed our attention.
So you make the product, and then it's installed in these stadiums, and that's another company does that, right? You don't install your own product.
No, that's, again, makes us unique. In many of our competitors, they have distributors who do all that.
Uh-huh.
We actually have in-house installation teams. We like to touch the product and shake the customer's hand, so we do all the installations ourselves, and then we have something called Sprint Care that takes care of the customer for the next 10 years. That's the integrated approach. A lot of people say integrated, but yeah, then, you know, they do tufting and call it integrated. We do the whole thing, soup to nuts.
How about that? So that's about drainage, and it's about sub-base?
Everything. We do civil work, drainage. You know, we build bases. We do tracks in some instances, but our specialty is obviously turf.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about pros and cons. Obviously, if you're talking about on the athletic side and you're putting in a synthetic turf, you're going to have the ability for more play time. You're going to need less field surfaces. Some even small universities might say, well, we don't need a practice field because they can just play on the playing field. So that's on the plus side. On the negative side, we've heard some news around temperature, elevated temperatures versus natural grass. So talk about that if you would.
Yeah, the play time is absolutely, it's a factor of five on the play time. Not only do you have practice and play in the same field, you know, you have multiple sports, lacrosse, soccer, football, everything else. The temperature issue has become a bigger issue in recent years, and there have been some incidents around that, like you said. In some instances, look, it's plastic. It's going to get a little bit warmer than natural grass. In order to address that issue, though, we've now introduced a new line of infill called Green Play, which is an organic infill that drops the temperature of the field dramatically. Okay. I mean, on a 90 degree day, it's within 8 to 10 degrees of natural grass. So it's a great product, and it's a great solution for really hot climates where they're pulling players off the field. But in the northern hemisphere, it's really rarely an issue on the temperature.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you get in the south and gets really hot in the summer that, you know, Green Play is a great option.
Now, is this infill a proprietary product for Sprint Turf?
It is not a proprietary product. It is a product we've developed with Green Play, but no, Green Play is, if it's available, we want people to use it. So it's a nice enhancement for the field, and the industry is well served by using products like this that help everyone.
Real quick, before we run out of time, I was going to just tell you, I went on vacation recently, went to the Bahamas to Chubb Key, and there's a beautiful facility there that all of the grass is landscaped with that. It's just gorgeous.
It's a great solution. You know, I have it at my house. You know,
yeah,
my pets love it because there's no bugs and ants and all this kind of stuff, and they can roll in it. My kids love it. And now with Green Play, we're able to keep the turf temperatures down to, you know, very close to natural grass, which has been a big issue in the past for residential and other purposes. So it's a great, wonderful solution. I love it. We wouldn't do anything else.
Okay, Rom, it's good to catch up with you and hear a little bit more about Sprint Turf. Again, been talking to Rom Reddy, the CEO with Sprint Turf, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.